This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Emory University shooter in Atlanta blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, says a law enforcement official of the Associated Press. The official tells the AP that's what the father of Patrick White told police. Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting, in which several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control were hit. This person lived near Patrick White.
He seemed like a okay guy. I mean, communicated with him a few times. I know he did work for my grandfather around the house.
The NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This following the deadly shooting recently at the Midtown Manhattan building that houses NFL headquarters. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of the fire has been contained. This is ABC News. Another accusation and threat for Harvard University by the Trump administration, ABC's Morgan Norwood.
A letter to Harvard's president, the Commerce Secretary ordering an immediate review of federally funded research programs, claiming that the university breached contract requirements. Now, Harvard is denying this allegation and sharply condemning the move, calling it retaliatory. And a statement to ABC News writing, technologies and patents developed at Harvard are life-saving and industry-redefining.
Four fishermen whose boat flipped over on Lake Erie Friday are safe after hours in the water waiting for rescuers. Gregory Purchase, City of Erie Assistant Fire Chief, says one man got trapped underneath the boat.
They had been able to maintain communication with the entrapped individual through pounding on the side of the hull. This was a substantially complex operation.
Coast Guard, fire officials, and a Good Samaritan saved the boaters. Nobody was hurt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
The Packers fall to the Jets.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers lost last night to the New York Jets 30-10. 71,000 fans in the stands. Although it was only a preseason game, head coach Matt LaFleur asked about how concerned he is in a game which they only scored one touchdown.
I'm definitely concerned about it. Like anytime you just play with poor technique and poor fundamentals and then you're making bad decisions and it's hard to play the game of football if you get called for a holding penalty every other play.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets today in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew beat the Mets 7-4, thanks to William Contreras' 10th home run of the year. Bryce Terang, able to get on base with a single to start a rally, asked how he's feeling now as a hitter.
I feel good. Made some adjustments, and they're working out well, so just trying to focus on driving the ball back up the middle and, compete.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Parts of the area will be concerned with heavy rainfall now through at least early Monday. Showers and storms possible today, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s, a light south breeze. More shower and thunderstorm activity tonight, lows in the mid-60s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome creator of the show Instability, Fallon Buchholz, and Wisconsin-based comedian Trevor Kumpner joins me in the studio. Can't wait to light up a Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you smoked them if you got them during the intermission portion of the show. This is Act 2. Very exciting. It's a Friday night here at Nightlight. We are broadcasting, as you just heard, statewide. It is a beautiful night, a bit muggy here in downtown Green Bay, but it is a gorgeous night along the Fox River here at City Deck Landing. Hope you're having a great night, whatever you're doing. Enjoy those last couple weeks of summer, folks. And Conrad, how are you doing?
You know, I just went outside during the break, and I just was like, wow. That's all I had to say is, wow. It's so hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
Like you said before, you got to appreciate it before.
I don't mind that. I really don't.
When it's negative 20 out.
Exactly. Folks, if you missed hour number one, we had a great talk with Mike Clemens. He kept us posted on how the Brewers are doing. That was interesting when he said Pat Murphy is kind of the new comic relief for the Brewers, taking Bob Uecker's place. And he's right. And it's funny, like, that you can walk that line, because I said I saw Pat Murphy going to the mound, and you could read his lips. He dropped an F-bomb, and he was upset. But then the fact that he could turn around and be funny at a press conference, you got to love a manager like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm enjoying watching Brewers baseball ever since Pat Murphy has come in.
There's something to be said for, sometimes I say I don't like to watch baseball. That's not true. When a team is jamming and stealing bases and playing station to station or making the right moves, sacrificing, stealing, knowing when to take the pitchers out, there's something to be said for that, and it's a beautiful thing. And it's amazing that not every team does that. Like, especially like Mike said, you got the Mets with a $350 payroll, and they have a winning record, but they should be better, right?
Yeah, they definitely should.
So we had a great talk with Mike. We also have a great question of the night, folks. Heinz Ketchup, and it's about time, has a new fruit smoothie. I think that sounds disgusting. They mix it with fruit and Heinz Ketchup, which is delicious on a hamburger. I don't see it in a smoothie. But our question of the night is, what is even more disgusting? What's an even more disgusting smoothie than the new Heinz Ketchup and Fruit smoothie? We've had some great texts so far. Be part of the fun, folks, and text us. You can drop us a stream comment, text us on the app. Do the old-fashioned text line at 855-752-4842. So far, the winner is AJ from the 608, who said, pig's feet, a pig's feet smoothie. Was it pickled or not?
It was pickled.
It was pickled. That makes it a little better.
Well.
But come on. That's horrible. I said the blobfish smoothie. I don't think fish belong in a smoothie. And you said the cheesesteak one.
Arby's
cheesesteak.
Yeah, and it just looks like soup already. I
mean. Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, so you're all caught up, folks. It's great to have you with me here at Nightlight tonight. We are kicking off Act 2 here, and we're going to start with... I thought this was interesting. First of all, I want to play a Tom Cruise. This isn't tied to what I wanted to say, but I love this scene from Risky Business. I've been sitting on this clip all week, and it was Risky Business did drop this week, but I want to get this clip played because this iconic phrase came out of this scene between Tom Cruise and I forget the other actor's name. He also played, he plays Miles in Risky Business, and he's very funny as Miles. He also plays Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. So those are his two biggest roles. But here's the scene between Tom Cruise. I really hope you bleeped this. I trust that you did. A great scene from Risky Business.
Joel, you want to know something?
What?
Every now and then, say what the f***. What the f*** gives you freedom? Freedom brings opportunity. Opportunity makes your future.
Miles, be right there.
So your folks are going out of town.
Tomorrow.
You got the place all to yourself?
Yeah.
What the f***?
Have you ever seen that movie?
I still haven't seen it yet.
It's really interesting because it's a really good movie. Like, there's good action. It's kind of got some sexy stuff in it, you know. There's some great scenes between Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay and some of the other call girls and Tom Cruise's friends. And then there's this great character actor named Richard Mesur, I think I'm saying that correctly, who plays an Ivy League recruiter who shows up at Joel's house while he is throwing this party with escorts and all of his friends. And it's just a really solid movie. There's a lot of funny stuff in it. Tom Cruise is great in it. This is before he was Tom Cruise. He was just a really solid actor. It's got great moments. It's funny. It's thrilling. There's a great scene at the Drake Hotel in Chicago in downtown where Tom Cruise took his dad's Porsche out and he and Miles are trying to get away from Joe Pantoliano's character, Guido. Another classic line that Miles says, "I have a trig midterm tomorrow and I'm being chased by Guido, the killer pimp." And it's a great chase scene. So if you haven't seen Risky Business, that is probably due for a classic movie pick of the week one of these days. It's just a fun film. And it doesn't, I guess it's a teen comedy, but I don't think it really falls into like a, maybe like Fast Times type thing, but it's more about the character. Really great film. All right, this is, we are kicking off Act Two here, folks. I also want to talk about, I thought this was interesting because I found this clip. I'm trying to figure out. Let's do Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's do James Cameron first. This was interesting. James Cameron, who, you know, he's one of the most successful directors in Hollywood. He did Avatar, Titanic. Titanic won 11 Oscars. It's really hard to argue with the success he's had. Avatar's a franchise now. Titanic can only sink once, so I don't think that one's coming back. But very successful, but I can't say he's like one of my, like, I don't long for a James Cameron film when I'm sitting at home. There are these big epic movies, which are fine, but the guy is the boss on his sets. And I thought this was funny. I this will be in my Hollywood Beats for Monday. Matthew McConaughey auditioned for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio. And apparently, I think McConaughey was just coming off of Dazed and Confused, in which he was great. And he read for Cameron and producer John Landau, and this was in John Landau's book. He said McConaughey did the reading, crushed it, everyone loved it, and James Cameron said he loved it too. He said, "I'd like you to read again. Give it another read." McConaughey says to James Cameron, "No, that was good." And according to John Landau, that is what kept Matthew McConaughey out of Titanic. The role eventually went to Leonardo DiCaprio. Matthew McConaughey did just fine, but that's one of those roles that must make an actor go, "Oh, why? Why didn't I just read it again?" Because sometimes that can work in your favor. Sometimes if you show moxie and guts and you're willing to say stuff like that, they respect it. And other times, your audition can lead to Leonardo DiCaprio playing the role you wanted. So I thought that was interesting. Here's another thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger. One of my favorite movies from the 80s is The Terminator. Pardon me, the original Terminator. I thought it was creepy. creative, inventive, had some great action and suspense scenes. This is a clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger talking to Rich Eisen. Do you like Rich Eisen?
He's all right.
I think he's great. I love his show. His interviews are great. And I love that he interviews a lot of show business people, not just sports people, but Schwarzenegger goes on the show. And here's a clip between Arnold and Rich Eisen talking about James Cameron.
True or false, the original I'll be back line in The Terminator was written as I'll come back, and you had to convince James Cameron to change it.
I'll be back.
Wrong. So Jim Cameron wrote I'll be back, and I said to him, I said, I don't like the way I sound when I say I'll be back. I didn't quite understand the L thing.
Okay.
Being German speaking. And I said, well, I'd rather say I will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds more machine-like. And he says, all right. He says, but I mean, are you the writer or am I the writer of the script? And he says, well, you're the writer. He says, well, then don't tell me how to write. He says, I don't tell you how to act. He says, so let's just keep that going like that. I says, and just let's do 10 takes of I'll be back. And you pick the one that you like. And that's the one that we do. But the interesting thing about it was, no matter how much we argued about this, it was a line that no one thought would be ever repeated again. And so when the movie came out, I remember I was in New York, and a guy came up to me after the screening and says, oh, Arnold, I'm a big fan of yours. Can you repeat the line, I'll be back? And I said, I'll be back. And he says, no, the way you say it in the movie. And then I said, I'll be back. He says, yeah, oh my God. And he ran off. And then it happened again and again and the next day again. And all of a sudden I said to myself, wow, this is kind of weird. So I called Jim Cameron. I said, this I'll be back line. I said, I think he was so right. I said, because it wouldn't have been that cool if I would have said, I will be back, right? And he said, no, I told him it will work. And he says, but it's going to be the most repeated line, I think, in history. And it has become really one of the most repeated lines.
Very true. And did you see the original Terminator?
Yeah.
It's so great. And that line, the first time I heard it, I knew he was going to do something like he did. But the way you don't know, like, would it have been just as popular if Schwarzenegger had said, I will be back? Maybe. But James Cameron is probably right. When a guy's got instincts like that. But I love Schwarzenegger. Like, he's so great in interviews. He's so likable. But I do have a story. My buddy Stan Johnson, who is a stand-up comic who started doing open mics when I did, like in 1991. Stan was much older. He's probably mid-40s. Kind of down on his luck at the time I met him. And he's a cab driver in Chicago. And you could tell Stan at one point had kind of a built, you know, he's probably like you, how you are now. But his, you know, he's in his 40s. Things are starting to sag a little bit. Heck of a nice guy, though. In fact, he used to go on stage and he has a whole act written out. And he even wrote out, before he goes into his jokes, thank you, in response to the hopeful applause that he would get when he took the stage.
What if he didn't get him?
Well, I would go, Stan, you had to write that down? Thank you. And he laughed. Stan was a great guy. Loved him. But one day, he's driving his cab, and Stan told a few of us that he was a bodybuilder back in the day, and he was really good. He brought pictures one night, and the guy was jacked, you know. So Schwarzenegger gets in his cab from a hotel, and he was at the height of his popularity. He was probably late 80s, probably Running Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Stan Johnson turns back at him, holds up his bicep, and he goes, what do you think, Arnie? Can I do anything for these? While he makes a muscle. Schwarzenegger takes a quick look at Stan flexing his bicep and just says, exercises. Like the most apathetic response you could possibly get. Now, part of me understands why. I'm sure Schwarzenegger got that all the time, and it gets annoying. People doing that to you all the time. Maybe he just had a fight with his wife. I don't know. But he was not very nice to my pal Stan. But I do love him in interviews. He's very interesting to listen to.
Do you think he'll ever kick that accent?
I was just about to go there, but I know I've talked about that a lot. Come on. It's gotten no better in 50 years.
I'm like, as an actor, don't you think he's had to have roles where, like,
they got to write around it.
Yeah.
They did that in Jean-Claude Van Damme. This is my cousin from Luxembourg. talk about to find out. All right, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Eddie Murphy, his worst movies, and I've got a really funny Richard Pryor clip. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's blushing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up home. I wanna drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to have you with me on this Friday edition of our show. I just saw John Minow walk by the window. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't.
I have not seen John since he went off the air here. It was nice to see. He just gave me a wave and a big smile. It was good to see John. Hope John and Jim are both doing well. This is interesting. We talked about chocolate chip cookies. I want to say that was our question of the night earlier in the week. Your favorite chocolate chip cookie. I said Mrs. Fields, so I Googled Mrs. Fields, and I left a window open I forgot about. I want two things. If I ever decide to have plastic surgery, and I have had my calves done, but if I ever decide to do that, talk me out of it. Because Debbie Fields was a beautiful woman. And like so many older people do, when they go under the knife, they just look different. Men and women, they pull their face too tight or something. Because she had plastic surgery, she didn't look like herself.
I just Googled a picture, and
the one with the lip?
That kind of looks like the Joker.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm kind of scared.
Somebody tell her that, or show her. And well, you can't reverse it, I don't think. It's not like a tattoo removal or something. But I did find this, too. I really like her. I've heard her in interviews. I think she's so cool. But in 1969, the Oakland A's introduced ball girls to sit along the foul lines and shag baseballs in foul territory. One of the first ball girls they hired was Debbie Fields. Pre-cookie. Still love Debbie Fields. All right, so this is kind of fun. Today, I saw this, Eddie Murphy, an article about him talking about his least favorite films. But I want to play this clip, too, because this is really funny. And I haven't had a drink in a while. I don't know if I'm going to go for the rest of my life without a drink. I highly doubt it, but you never know. But this is one of Eddie Murphy's influences, and an influence to a lot of comedians, a lot of stand-up comedians, the great Richard Pryor. And this is him on The Tonight Show. It's a very quick clip talking about drinking. And it literally floored me, and it's the perfect segue into Eddie Murphy. So go ahead.
Drunk. I know people out there that drink, and see, you people drink normal. These people drink, have a couple of drinks, feel fine.
Social drinking.
Yeah. Me, I couldn't stop drinking until the bartender and go, "We got no more liquor." Okay. That's it.
Drank everything. I love that too, and I love when Johnny Carson, who was great, and I think he's probably considered the greatest talk show host of all time, late night talk show host of all time. I prefer Letterman, but when those guys would laugh so hard at a comedian, it was just, it made it that much sweeter. And I just love Carson's reaction to that Richard Pryor clip. So speaking of Richard Pryor, I know that he was a big influence on Eddie Murphy. And I remember this because I heard an interview with Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy, when I was starting out, was kind of an influence on me. I didn't want to work dirty like that, but I loved that he did. And Eddie Murphy, in a recent interview with Complex 360, which I think is a podcast, talked about his bad movies. And I love that he wasn't afraid to do that. Because at the beginning of his career, he made great choices. I should say the beginning of his career post-SNL. He made Beverly Hills Cop 2. His first film, though, was 48 Hours. Very highly rated. Great reviews. Trading Places, one of my all-time favorite films with Dan Aykroyd. Great film. Beverly Hills Cop. Outstanding. And the concert I was trying to think of before was not Raw. It was Delirious. That is the album, I think, to put him on the map when he's like 19. But if you have a favorite Eddie Murphy movie, folks, feel free to share it. I still like him. He's great in Shrek. His highest rated movie, Conrad, I don't think you'll get this. I don't expect you to know all of them. But do you know what it is? It's a more recent film. And it surprised me. I liked it a lot, but I was surprised it was his highest rated film on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh,
Are you Googling it right now?
No.
You pretend like you're thinking.
Dr. Doolittle?
On Rotten Tomatoes? No.
No?
That might be his highest grossing. Dolomite Is My Name.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Really funny. Dolomite Is My Name, and effing up mother effers is my game. That's his catchphrase through the whole film, and it's so funny. I also liked another Eddie Murphy film that he did with Steve Martin called Bowfinger. It's a little over the top, but kind of a fun Hollywood parody. Do you want to know what his worst rated movie is?
I feel like it's one of his Disney movies that he's done.
I don't know if this is a Disney movie or not, but 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. 46% of audiences liked it. This is according to the imperfect data that Rotten Tomatoes gives you, but it's the best metric we have. He plays a selfish literary agent whose fast-talking ways
yep.
allow him to close any deal. That sounds funny, actually. But he goes after a new age guru, Cliff Curtis, from Fear of the Walking Dead fame. And it just did not resonate at all. It got a 0%. It had Eddie Murphy in the movie and still got a 0. So there you go. And his highest rated is Dolomite Is My Name. I think my favorite one. I did not like Axel F., the most recent one. I thought it was okay, but it got about a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was just like, I don't know if it was worth that. Maybe a 40.
You know, 1,000 Words is a really bad movie, though.
You saw it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's got a lot of clunkers, but he's got a lot of hits. Tower Heist was great.
Oh, yeah, with Ben Stiller,
yeah,
right?
Ben Stiller. Yeah. That was a fun movie.
I really enjoyed that movie. It was really, really funny.
It was funny, and that's another one. I love it when a movie gets, like, critics like it, but the audience is kind of like this one had 67% critics liked it, according to Rotten Tomatoes, 48% of audiences, which probably means they didn't like the ending or they killed off a main character. But there you go. Heck of a career, Eddie Murphy. Hey, let us know, folks. Do we have text to read? John Murray says he's not Gary Oldman, for God's sakes. just read it best you can, Arnold. John taking a shot at Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if that's very wise. John, he's got a place in Madison. Just watch your P's and Q's. John also says, love some old school Arnold. Arnold, politically challenged sometimes now and wish he would say, I'd be quiet. All right, we're coming right back, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. And the whole point of this is coming up next. Civic Media's own Terry Barr. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Emory University shooter in Atlanta blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, says a law enforcement official to the Associated Press. The official tells the AP that's what the father of Patrick White told police. Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting, in which several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control were hit. This person lived near Patrick White.
Seemed like a okay guy. I mean, communicated with him a few times. I know he did work for my grandfather around the house.
The NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This following the deadly shooting recently at the Midtown Manhattan building that houses NFL headquarters. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of the fire has been contained. This is ABC News.
The Packers fall to the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Green Bay, where the Packers lost last night to the New York Jets 30-10. 71,000 fans in the stands. Although it was only a preseason game, head coach Matt LaFleur asked about how concerned he is in a game which they only scored one touchdown.
I'm definitely concerned about it. Like any time you just play with poor technique and poor fundamentals and then you're making bad decisions and it's hard to play the game of football if you get called for a holding penalty every other play.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets today in Milwaukee. Last night, the Crew beat the Mets 7-4, thanks to William Contreras' 10th home run of the year. Bryce Terang, able to get on base with a single to start a rally, asked how he's feeling now as a hitter.
Yeah, I feel good. Made some adjustments, and they're working out well, so just trying to focus on driving the ball back up the middle and, yeah, you know, compete.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Parts of the area will be concerned with heavy rainfall now through at least early Monday. Showers and storms possible today, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s, a light south breeze. More shower and thunderstorm activity tonight, lows in the mid-60s. It's 69 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the big sports events. The Packers kick off the preseason and the Brewers try to continue the winning streak, and a little news as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. We are in the final quadrant of our show for tonight, and it's our last show of the week. I'm already counting the minutes to Monday, but before we get out of here tonight, we have one of my favorite segments of the week. And one of Conrad, this is top three for you, right? Or is Terry right at the top?
It's one.
Okay. So we're both in agreement.
Yes.
Bar Band Friday night, the most excellent time of the week. What else are we going to say, Terry? You wow us every week with your music knowledge and your personality. You can catch her on WMDX as the co-host of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night, and she is our Wisconsin music expert, Miss Terry Barr. Hello, my friend.
I am just going to drop the mic and walk away after that. Wow, you guys.
I like to do things where I can't follow myself. It's really, you know, you never open with a showstopper. I know that, and I just kind of did that. So we've got an uphill climb here, but I know it's going to be fun, Terry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? How is everyone listening and watching? And happy Friday.
Thing. That's a great one. Yeah, we're all having a great time. And yeah, you've got are you a smoothie fan?
No, ooh. I'm a big caffeine person. Not soda.
Okay.
More coffee. And I'm really cold coffee these days. So
well, especially...
no, I can probably do smoothies. Are they good for you?
Well, it depends what you put in them. There is a new Heinz ketchup, and fruit smoothie that we've been talking about. It sounds disgusting. So we've asked people to chime in with an even worse sounding smoothie. And our winner so far is our friend AJ from Madison. And she said a pickled pig's feet smoothie. And that sounds...
Oh.
I hope we don't chase you away saying that.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound awful?
It sounds really, really bad, but yeah, I think she should win.
I think she should win too.
Oh, man.
Hey, so okay, so let's get into this. I love the artist. You know, I think I've said this before, Terry. Some of my favorite artists are just singer and acoustic guitar. Now, I say that, and then I hear a different version of a song. Like with Kaylin Cole, I love when she would play in the studio. Then I've heard her produced single, and that sounds great too. But our artist tonight, you've got a little bit of both. You've got the acoustic and her singing, and then you shared a song, too, that's more produced. Tell us all about Chloe Louise.
She has a really interesting story, and I have a surprise factor in this story as well.
Okay.
Chloe Louise is an award winner. Of course, started really young, got a guitar as a kid, learned to play, and then started being kind of pushed in a good way by family and friends because they thought she was really good.
Yeah.
So they had her enter contests. The first one she enters, and she has told me she was scared to death. She had to get on the big stage at the Overture Center in Madison.
Oh, wow.
I know. And she was part of the Rising Star competition. She had never done anything like it. Well, guess what? She wins.
Of course.
So she does it again just to think, you know, well, this wasn't a jinx. This is real. So she does it again and she wins again. And then I think they told her something on the order of, okay, that's it. You can't enter again. You need to let other people
win. Oh, come on.
And she is still only in her early 20s at this point. She goes on to enter a local radio station contest where every single week you are given some kind of duty to write a song. So basically you get the paper, you get this duty, you have to figure out how to write a song and then play it. She wins this.
Wow, man. Wow.
She's won Madison Area Music Association Awards. Her music, as you will hear when we listen to this, it's so storytelling. So it's so good in that realm of how she is able to take really personal things and turn these into stories with music. And every single one is very personal. But after this, ups and downs of life and love and everything else, and then 2020 hit. She had been signed to an independent music label. Oh my gosh. I mean, she was on a roll. I was going to say steamrolling. but it all kind of stopped. And when things did get back kind of normal, she just wasn't ready. So she really, in the last few years, has not been doing very much. And
wow.
Yeah, I know. She's so good. And I actually messaged her. I was listening to some of her older music. Again, one song we'll hear tonight. And I said, we miss you. We really need your music. We need your voice on the scene. And her last new album was 2023. So the newest song she sent me, Pete, it hasn't even played on Max Inc. Radio yet.
Oh, wow.
This will happen tomorrow night. You are the first. You and the audience are the first to hear this brand new music from Chloe Louise in 2 years.
I love this. Thank you for that, by the way. And which song? It's the new one, the North Patterson?
North Patterson.
I love that. And you know what made me think of this when you were talking about her before, how she started so young? Yeah. She was like 11 years old. She's like the Australian Paige Kleber.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a treat, folks. Here on Nightlight tonight for Barbie on Friday, Terry has graced us with a new song by the incredibly talented Chloe Louise, and we are getting a sneak listen to it right now. Oh, here is absolutely. North Patterson.
Think about you. your friend Jack. Hi, Jack. I talk so sweet behind your back. The best summer that I had had. He asked me about if he would hear a song about you. I said in a year or two or tonight. Think about you.
What a cool sound. Kind of jazzy.
It's everything.
Yeah.
The words put pictures in your head, and you could just imagine, you know, that this is a real part of her life, and she's sharing this story from a little section of her life with us. And I just love that so much.
It's so great. Where now, she'll be on tomorrow night with you?
Well, that's the big news. We are stealing her. She's going to become a part of the Max Inc. radio crew.
What?
Yeah.
Like a permanent fixture?
Well, we have a little bit of a rotating cast these days because everybody's busy. Everybody's doing crazy things, especially summertime. So she wanted to slowly dip her toes back into the music scene and asked if she could join us. And
oh, wow.
So she to be a part of, you know, the hosting. She's learning to produce the show, Conrad.
Oh my gosh.
And I know it's going to be so much fun. And then she's going to be driven crazy by Rocker and I because we both want her music out there.
So does she play Terry? Like she'll up her profile a little bit on Max Inc. But like, and for those of you listening, Max Inc. is on every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. on WMDX. And you can check it out on the podcast, too. It's such a great show. Terry and Rocker do such an amazing job. But does she will she play locally anywhere, Terry?
We are hoping to push her that way.
Okay.
She sounds, in her last message to me, she still sounds a little disenchanted.
Wow,
with
really?
Music. But yet, you listen to this song, and I want to hear more. I want to hear more, more, more. I want her to write a book of her songs, but singing, you know?
Right. So, well, and she doesn't have, that does not come across in her voice at all. It's very energetic and lively and great. And, Terry Barr is my guest, folks. It's Barr Band Friday night. After we do a short break, we're going to come back and hear more of Chloe Louise, the new rotating host of Max Inc. Radio on WMBX. Yeah. So, and I love this song, too. This is what we talked about earlier, Terry, playing the guitar and just singing. And she's got such a great voice. And I love the lyrics in this next song, too. So we'll talk more about the Australian Paige Kleber. Can I say that? But we'll do that. And just a reminder, folks, on Monday, we've got a great show. We'll be coming out of the weekend strong with Fallon Buchholz. She has a show called Instability, and she's going to be here live in the studio. She's a Appleton writer. That will be fun. And then comedian, a Northeast Wisconsin comedian, Trevor Klumpner will be here too on Monday. Both Terry, two in studio guests. I don't get that very often in Green Bay.
Hot,
I know.
That's
I know,
a
right?
Hot way to start the light it up on Monday.
I don't know if we can follow ourselves moving through the week, but we'll do our best. All right. It's Barr Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here. When we come back, we're gonna hear another fantastic song from Chloe Louise. You're not gonna want to miss it. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I won't lie, I know you try the best you can. Need to breathe in more of that secondhand smoke flying. I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first love fire is only cheap desire.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. It's been a fun night. Conrad, have you had fun tonight?
I've had a lot of fun.
What I like about Conrad Terry is he makes his own fun.
Yep. Yeah.
He was sad when I walked in. Conrad was in tears when I walked in. I don't know if there was a breakup or he didn't get his new bench press record or something. He was sad, but Nightlight cheered him up, and Terry Barr has played a big part of that tonight. So thank you for that.
Conrad, you're never sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks for cheering me up, Terry.
I do want to say, Terry, I'm not saying I'm a good singer or anything, but on my LinkedIn profile, I put kind of as a joke after some of my career achievements, I put wannabe crooner. And every once in a while, I'll get a job posting for people looking for singers. So just keep me in mind for, for Max Inc. You never know.
Could you do like a Dean Martin or a Frank Sinatra?
Ooh, oh, God, I wish I could do that. I would try. Uh-huh. Dean Martin is fantastic. I love Dean Martin.
Oh, I know. Throw on a tuxedo and grab a little glass and see what happens.
I would love that. All right, so Terry Barr is here, folks. This is exciting. We've got our artist of the night here at Bar Band Friday Night is Chloe Louise, who is originally from Australia, correct? And now she's a Madisonian?
Yes.
Yeah. That's exciting. So
and
we've got
our whole goal tonight is to play her brand new music, which you just heard, and why it's so exciting. She hasn't put out any music in 2+ years. And it's fun to compare the brand new. And then we're going to go back to a song she released in 2018. And it's a live version. And again, Pete, you said it's just her and her guitar. But her songwriting, her storytelling,
it's great.
Just so good.
I love this. All right, so we just heard North Patterson, a new song, which I thought was terrific. And we got a sneak peek at that. You can also hear that tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio. But right now we're going to hear Can't Help Yourself on Bar Band Friday Night. This is another one by Chloe Louise.
There's an ad, half a dozen for sale, yellow lamps. I say I want them all, you look at me and laugh. You say, maybe one day when we've got a fence and a yard. Don't want to jinx a love like this or look ahead too far. But here we are. You can't help yourself, flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself, reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You wanna hold back? You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. We look movie times trying to pick which one to see. You say, fine, we can see the romantic comedy just to make me happy. You heard our favorite corner store clerk. He passed away last Saturday. Hard to read that today. Flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself, reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee, reading the news on Sunday mornings. You wanna hold back? You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. Maybe one day you could be my wife. I say, hey, what are you doing every Sunday for the rest of your life? And you can't help yourself, flipping through pages, looking at real estate. I can't help myself, reading about engagements, thinking maybe one day it'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. It'll be me and you, 82, sharing coffee and reading the news on Sunday mornings. You can't help yourself.
Thank you,
Chloe. That was fantastic, Terry.
Isn't that great? And the movie part made me laugh because I was thinking of you and the movies and just her talking about turning 82 with the person that you're in
so
love with.
So great. No,
coffee and the news and just the stories.
It's so great. I'm excited that she's going to be joining you on your show, but also I hope she keeps singing because I'm a fan and you crushed it usual once again on Bar Band Friday Night.
Well, and you know, these are stories that need to be told too. The people that decide to give up for a little while and then you want them to be back out there because they're just too good.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's a great point. Terry, have a great blisteringly hot weekend.
And, same to you.
Thank you. My fair skin will love it.
I bet.
See you next week, right?
Okay, you
all
got
right.
It.
Fantastic.
Bye, guys.
Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen, check out all of her work here at Civic Media. She brings it in so many ways. She's such a treasure here at Civic Media. So we got one more text, Conrad.
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie chiming back in. Where is that? I got to read that before we get out of here. Steady Eddie, Steady Eddie. There he is. Pete, I had a dream. Parentheses, nightmare last night. My parents were trying to make me a drink of fried liver and onion smoothie. My dad growled, just take a sip, Steady Eddie. His dad doesn't call him Steady Eddie. He says, it's good for you. I woke up covered in sweat and screaming. Thank God, Pete, it was only a dream. Sounds delicious, Eddie. And that's a great way to end the week. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Thank you all your texts for all your texts and calls, everybody. And thank you to Mike Clemens and the lovely and talented and so much fun to talk to Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night. Conrad, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. On behalf, well, you already said your goodbye. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight saying good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Neighbors of the man authorities identified as the shooter at CDC headquarters in Atlanta Friday are reacting to the news.
We heard the story on the news, and I just never thought that it would have been the guy right down the street that did it.
A neighbor of the shooter identified as a 30-year-old from Kennesaw, Georgia. Authorities have not identified a motive for the shooting, which left a DeKalb County police officer dead. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spent Saturday on the phone with allied leaders and said that the path to peace must be determined together. It's after President Trump announced his meeting Friday in Alaska with Russia's Vladimir Putin, but Ukraine will not take part. Six people were hurt, including a five-year-old girl in what police in Baltimore called a mass shooting in a neighborhood, saying neighbors had gathered outside when someone began to open fire. And extreme heat in the West fueling the elevated fire risk. This is ABC News. For Astro.